Thank you, Margaret. And we finish with a roundup of some of the shorter stories making the news this week.
And first, a family-run limousine hire service has been named as the best wedding transport provider in the UK at an industry award ceremony. Silver Line Limousines, based in Blowfield Heath near Norwich, won the Wedding Industry Awards National Prize at an event in London last week. The firm was founded 6 years ago with two stretch limousines and had won the regional crown for the East of England since 2015, but this time went a step further. Directors Kevin Kitteridge and Diane Harper said the firm was incredibly proud and honoured to have been named the winners, and the team thanked all of the couples who'd voted for it in the competition. As well as the TWIA Award, Silver Line won the EDP Bride Awards Best Wedding Transport Supplier at last year's ceremony. The company also provides Hummer and vintage vehicles hire for weddings, proms and other glamorous events.
A city shopping centre has enjoyed a fruitful festive trading season despite a tough backdrop for retailers, new figures suggest. Castle Mall in Norwich said footfall was up 4.2% in December compared with the previous year, against a 3.3% decline nationally. Boxing Day saw a particularly strong performance with a 25% increase in footfall. The centre also claimed a 2.3% year-on-year increase in sales in the period, with shops including Present Time and Calendar Club opening their doors for a festive rush and a 0.8% increase in car park usage. It comes as Office for National Statistics data showed that UK high streets suffered the worst December sales performance since 2010, with a month-on-month sales down 1.5%, well below economists' expectations.
The Broads have been named one of five finalists in BBC Countryfile's National Park of the Year Awards after its mysterious, marvellous landscape captivated judges. The world-renowned wetland has been nominated along with Snowdonia, Northumberland, Exmoor and the New Forest National Parks. Magazine readers were asked to submit suggestions which judges then scrutinised before selecting five nominees. The magazine explained its decision in choosing the Broads. Britain's largest protected wetland is a mysterious, marvellous landscape with a quarter of the country's rarest wildlife, they said. Members of the public are now asked to nominate their favourite from the five, with voting open until March the 5th.
An event held to showcase Norfolk's diverse range of winter wildlife proved a huge hit with families who formed a long queue outside Norwich Castle waiting to get in. Patricia Day of the Norfolk Museum Services, who was involved in organising the Winter Wildlife Weekend with Dr. David Waterhouse, said a queue had started forming outside the castle soon after the doors opened at 10 a.m. on Saturday. By 2 p.m, we'd had a couple of thousand people through the door, she said. It was lovely that so many were interested. The aim of the event was to showcase what insects and animals can be found in a back garden at this time of year. Displays included a collection of insects and butterflies, as well as stuffed animals such as otters. Meanwhile, a range of activities designed to teach children how important it is to take care of nature were also available.
And that's where we leave it for this week. Remember, you can contact us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. And do leave a message. We'll call you back. Or pop a note in the wallet when you return it, if you prefer. And we also have our website, cbtn.org.uk. That's cbtn.org.uk. Please return your recording by putting it back in the wallet, remembering to turn over the address label on the front and pop it in the post. No stamp needed.
Our readers on part one were Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hipwell, and the features were read by Peter Dennington. and Margaret Thompson wrote and presented What's On. Chatterbox was recorded this week by Peter Murch. All items were taken from the evening news by permission of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
So we hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and we'll be back with more next week. Meanwhile, on behalf of all the team here in Norwich and this week's editor, Peter Wilson, it's goodbye from Sophie Yeomans and from me, John Francis. Goodbye.